Worship him is worthy to be praised, is worthy to be adored. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Let's thank you from January to February to March, April, May, June, July, even to the month of August. Today is the 13th day of the month of August. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship him, hold him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. The one that was, that is to come. The Almighty God. The I am that I am. The lily of valley. The bright and morning star. We bless your holy name, O Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just appreciate him. Just lift him up, O Lord. Lift up your voice to us. Appreciate the Almighty Lord. Thank you for your good health. Say thank you very much for sound mind. We say thank you very much. There are several people in intensive care units now. So many people are in the mental home now. But God has preserved you and I. Lift up your voice and begin to worship the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. There's nothing I come to you. Just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. He's worthy of our praise. There's no like unto him. He's the lily of valley, the bright and morning star, the one that was, the one that is, the one that is to come. Father, we say thank you very much. The Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher. Father, we worship you. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. And in the Babao, Father, we thank you. You are the all the fighter of our battles. We worship your majesty. It is unto you. All flesh shall come. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, you are not tired of hearing us. Lift up your voice tonight. Over your children, say thank you very much. Over your health, say thank you very much. Over your marriage, say thank you very much. Over your circumstances, we want to say thank you very much. Oh, the Bible says in everything, we should always give thanks. In some families, they are crying now. In some families, they are weeping now. In your family, you are rejoicing. Lift up your voice. Lift up worshiping. It's worthy of our praise. There is nothing. Forget about the situation. Just bless you. It's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask God for mercy. Open your mouth and ask God for mercy. He said, I will have mercy on who I will have mercy on. I will have compassion on who I will have compassion on. Open your mouth tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Only will shall know for me. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon my children. Have mercy upon my wife. Have mercy upon my life. Only will shall know for me. Father, he said, if I want to mark iniquity, nobody can stand. Father, tonight, oh Lord, I bear Lord. In the name of Jesus, I shall know for you. Ask God for mercy. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice tonight. Don't say you are too righteous to ask for mercy. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Just have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified in Jesus. My children, we are praying. Beloved, you are going to thank God again. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. Many of us have passed through the valley of death. The same bus we passed through, the same road we passed through, the same aircraft we passed through, many people have died on the same place. Why can't you lift up a voice and say, my Father, I thank you because I'm still alive. Open your mouth and pray. It's only the living that can praise the Lord. The dead is gone and is gone forever. Lift up your voice and to bless the name of the Lord. Only we may assure that we are still alive. We can call upon you at any time. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, unto you all flesh shall come. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to worship him. He's worthy to be praised. There's nothing unto him. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare my heaven open. Oh, I let my heaven open tonight. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, let my heaven open tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift up my voice and pray. Heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. In Jesus' name, our heaven open. You are going to raise your voice now. and pray against every principality in your environment that want to deny you answers to your prayer. Say, I take authority by the power in the blood of Jesus against any force in my environment, saying no to my prayers tonight. Open your water, pray. Any force, any power, any principality in my environment, saying no to my prayer. I take authority over you now. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your water, pray. Open your water, pray. Take authority, take authority. There is power in your life. He said he has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every name must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Lift up your voice. I'm going to pray. Father, Lord, every principality, every power, every rulers of darkness in my environment against my prayer tonight, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, they are arrested. Beloved, we've got prayer to pray tonight. And I want everybody to lift up a voice and pray this prayer out loud and clear. The Bible makes us understand that I will lift up my eyes up to the hill, for where cometh my help. There is somebody in tonight's prayer line. Help is coming your way in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 24 verse 7, it said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be thou lifted up, everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The one that is strong, the one that is mighty, and mighty in battle. As you go to the battlefront tonight, in course of your prayer, I decree every gate that need to be opened, every gate that need to be lifted, for your story to change for better, that gates have been lifted up tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray it upon loud and clear. Say, every everlasting gate. Beloved, what the Bible is talking about here, they are not physical gate, they are spiritual gate. When the gate is blocking somebody's life, you find out that you struggle to move, but nothing is moving. You are going to lift up your head. That's why you need to command the gate. Say, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You say, who is the King of glory? The one that is strong, number one. The one that is mighty, number two. The one that is mighty in battle. It's not just mighty, but it's also mighty in battle. As you engage God in your battle from tonight, in the name of Jesus, every secret battle, fighting your family, every secret battle, fighting your children, every secret battle, fighting your marriage, every secret battle, fighting your life, they shall scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, because the gate is about to be lifted up. Pray on my prayer line like this. Shout this song loud and clear. Say, every ancient gates that need to be lifted. Hey, for my story to change, I uproot you tonight. Be lifted tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. These ancient gates that need to be opened, that need to be lifted for your story to change. Open your mouth and prayer. They shall be lifted up. They shall be lifted up. Every gate of testimony that need to be lifted for your story to change. The gates shall be lifted. This shall be lifted. They shall be lifted. They shall be lifted tonight. In the name of Jesus. They shall be lifted tonight. In the name of Jesus. They shall be lifted tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray. Many of us are fighting the game. We don't even know. You find out that you write applications, you do interviews. Yes, nothing is coming forth. These are spiritual battles. Things are not just working the spiritual. A man who came out with a first class is still struggling to get a job. When somebody who doesn't, who has not done a path, is working in high places. That is what the Bible defines to us, evil disease. It says for the king to be on the floor and the servant on the ox. I decree today, every power that has manipulated your destiny, every power that has tampered with your glory, today that power shall be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. So you are fighting an unseen gate. So pray number two prayer like this. Say, every unseen gate that is working against my life. Be uprooted by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. My brother, pray that prayer. You don't know where the battle is coming from. There is a gate that has been lifted, that been erected in the spirit. Every unseen gate fighting your marriage. Every unseen gate fighting your progress. Every unseen gate fighting your children. Every unseen gate fighting your life. Let me open your mouth, brother. Be lifted. That is it. The game will be lifted. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are still praying for the gate. We are going to pray the next one. Beloved, there are some gates, they block your great breakthroughs. No wonder. Apostle Paul said, a great and effectual door is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. There are doors that open up to many people. The door of their testimonies, the door of their breakthroughs, the door of their fruitfulness, but there is an unseen gate. You thought you have passed through the gate, but there is a particular gate that is still around you. I want to gather your strength tonight. I pray this next prayer point loud and clear. Say, every ancient gate challenging my testimonies. You are a liar. Be lifted up by fire. Be lifted. Aha! I love the way you are praying that prayer. Be lifted. Aha! Lift that gate tonight. Don't joke with that gate. It's a spiritual battle. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, your life must move forward. Every gate challenging your testimony. Every gate challenging your health. Every gate challenging your fruitfulness in money. Every gate challenging your breakthrough. Open your mouth and pray. The gate will be lifted. They said they are ancient gates. They have been there for years. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next of yourself. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but as we finish tonight's prayer, a phone call of joy that your destiny has been waiting for is about to come through your phone in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray the next one like this. Shout this song with that apology to any power. Say, my gates of testimonies. Open by fire. Declare the gate open. If you are believing God for marriage, the gate of marriage must open. If you are believing God for your children, the gate of fruitfulness, the gate of your children, they must open. They must open. They must open. They must open. Aha! In the mighty name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, the gate of your promotion that the enemy has shut is about to be open. The gate of your next level that the enemy has shut is about to be open now. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. Because of the first four prayers you have prayed tonight, I decree to your life, every ancient gate that has blocked things for the past 10 years in your life. Before we shout Happy New Year next year, your life will be 10 times better than what you are seeing now in the name of Jesus. It shall be so. In the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray the next one. Say this one without apologies to any power. Say, whatever I've been struggling from my life, both in the physical and the spiritual. Before I share the grace tonight, be restored by fire. Everything that is stolen from your life, from your marriage, from your home, from your health, will you be restored? Will you be restored? Help yourself tonight. Everything that is stolen from your life, it shall be restored tonight. Lift up your voice and begin to declare them. It shall be restored. It shall be restored. Aha. It shall be restored, it shall be restored. It shall be restored tonight. Everything that they have been stolen from your life, it shall be restored tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Beloved, in Joshua chapter 6 verse 1, in Joshua chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible said, now Jericho was chiefly shut up. They shot Jericho because of the children of Israel. I decree to somebody's life here, anyone that has closed the gate of good place for you, in the name that is above them, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. He said, Joshua chapter 6 verse 1, he said, now Jericho was strictly shut up. Why? Because of the children of Israel. And what saddens me in that scripture in verse 1 was that no one could go out, neither anyone could come in. What a kind of restriction. They call it lockdown. I am praying for somebody here. Whatever has locked down your destiny, whatever has tied your marriage down, whatever has tied your business down, whatever has tied your bread to down, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree to that, I set you free. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray this one for yourself. He said, Jericho was shut. No one could go out and no one could come. What a kind of lockdown is that? You are going to pray for yourself like this. Many of us are supposed to have gotten married this year, but because of lockdown, there's a shutdown. There is an appointed time for you to meet the person you are supposed to bless you in your business. Because of lockdown, you are shut. You are going to pray this day prayer. Although things have been easy a little bit, but you can still recover what the enemy has stolen from you. You are going to declare this one loud and clear. Say, any one of Jericho standing between me and my destiny, open by fire. Pray. Declare the heaven. Open. The wall of Jericho must collapse. Whether collapse. Pray. Yes. Open. In the name of Jesus, open to this. In the name of Jesus, help yourself to that. In the name of Jesus, That is it. Help yourself to that. In the name of Jesus, help yourself to that. Open. Open in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. I'm talking to everyone wherever you are now. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. He said, these things I say to you, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David. There is a key in the spiritual realm. They call it key of David. What do they use this key for? Listen to me. He said, he who has the key of David. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. He said, he who opens a door and no one can shut it. And he will shut a door and no one can open it. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight, including myself and my family, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name that parted the Red Sea, in the name that brought axe head from water, I decree today the door that need to open for people to say congratulations to you. If your heaven is loud, the door is open tonight. It's open tonight. Over your children, the door is open. Over your grandchildren, the door is open. Over your business, the door is open. Over your health, the door is open. In the name of Jesus. He said, when I shut a door, nobody can open it. The same scripture, Revelation 37. He said, when I shut a door, nobody can shut it. Can open. You are going to pray for yourself. See, every negative door When I say negative door, I'm talking about the door of failure, the door of disappointment, the door of sickness, the door of failure of delay. These are the doors that the enemy has opened. But today you are about to show it. Say, I use the key of David. According to Revelation 3 verse 7. And I shut the door to constant disappointment in my life, to delay, to failure. Oh, yeah, begin to shut the door. To failure. Pray. To disfavor. Whatever you don't want, begin to shut the door. My brother, shut the door. To delay, to lateness in marriage, to lateness in paper. Oh, yeah, begin to shut the door. Open your mouth and pray. Shut the door tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shut the door tonight. In the name of Jesus. Shut the door tonight. In Jesus. We pray. Lift up a voice and pray this all loud and clear. Say, every evil meeting. Now we say, Isaiah 54 verse 17. He says, surely they shall gather. Can't do anything about them. He says, surely they shall gather, but not by you. That whosoever, man or woman, whosoever, tall or short, whosoever, white or black, whosoever gather together because of your family, the Bible says they shall fall for your sake. I stand on the authority in the name of Jesus with this scripture that cannot be broken. Every gang up against your life, every gang up against your children, every gang up against your marriage, every gang up against your ministry, every gang up against your business. If your heaven is loud, they shall scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 22, chapter 20 verse 20, the Bible says when three nations gathered together against Jehoshaphat, the Bible says they were just singing. One simple song, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For your mercies endure forever. Amen. When the Bible says, as they began to sing the song, the Lord heard the song. He set an ambushment against the nations. The Jehoshaphat and his army, they were just watching like this. The three nations, they beat themselves until they were totally destroyed. I am praying for you today. Every gang up against your peace, every gang up against your marriage, every gang up against your children, in the name of Jesus, they will beat themselves to death. In the name of Jesus, anyone that say your children will not make it in life, they will beat themselves to death. In the name of Jesus, any power that say you will weep over your children, they will beat themselves to death. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the last chapter of that verse of that chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 20, they said the realm of Jehoshaphat was peaceful. I am decreed to everyone on the line tonight, including myself and my family. In the name of Jesus, your life will be full of peace. In the name of Jesus, it shall be peaceful for you. In the name of Jesus, because you have chosen to serve the Lord, I decree today, over your children, you will have peace. Over your marriage, you will have peace. Over your health, you will have peace. Over your business, you shall have peace. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray. Say, every evil meeting organized to disorganize my life. At any evil gates, or you are scattered by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Every evil meeting organized to disorganize my marriage, organized to disorganize my ministry. Or you are scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every evil meeting organized to destroy my children's life. Oh, you have scattered. 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 Oh, you have, pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself, my brother. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are making progress. Pray in sense like this. There are some people here. The enemy has opened the gate of sorrow. But it is now left for you to destroy the gate and replace it with the gate of joy. Praise the name of the Lord. So the prayer is so simple. Say, every gate of sorrow that the enemy has opened for me and my family. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray, or you scatter the gates, every gate of sorrow. Or you scatter tonight. Scatter tonight. Get on the business. Be scattered tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, my sister. Aha! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray, you know. Say every gate of sorrow. Say every gate of sorrow that the enemy has designed for me and my family, I replace you with gates of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. I replace the gates with the gate of joy, with the gate of joy, with the gate of joy. Only your mouth will not cry. In the name of Jesus, I replace every evil gate that the enemy has opened against me in this year and beyond with the gate of joy. In the name of Jesus, my joy shall be full. Your joy shall be full. Your joy shall be full. Over your children, you shall have joy. Over your family, you shall have joy. Over your life, you shall have joy. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the gate of joy shall be your portion. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ha. We are going to pray. The Bible says, from the death of John the Baptist up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you have violence, you cannot take it by force. You know what? You need to pray this next few prayer points loud and clear. I don't know what you need, but there is something that you need to come to your life. It's called the key of success. If you have the key in your hand, beloved, you will go beyond the natural. Say this one loud and clear. Say, whoever has stolen my key of success, whoever has stolen my key of joy, wherever you are, return them to me now. Return my key. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, whoever stole the key of your joy, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. That is it. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. Help yourself, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I decree to somebody's life, yo, with a sevenfold amen. The arrow of frustration that have been fired into your family. You are doing everything possible. You are praying. You are fasting. You are singing. You are giving. Yet the enemy is targeting your family. Hear the word of the Lord. The battle has been exchanged. Power has changed hands. I decree today, every battle that the enemy has permanently placed in your family, if your head is loud, the battle is scattered. It's scattered. In the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray this one for yourself loud and clear. Say, every network of frustration assigned against my life. Hey, network. Don't hand join hand together. The wicked, the Bible said they will not go punished. Say, every network of frustration fashioned against my life. Holy Ghost fire. Scatter them tonight. In the, be scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Let them be scattered. 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 Help yourself, my sister. In the name of Jesus. Pray. That's it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pray this five prayer point before we run to go to the scriptures. Say this one loud and clear. Beloved, behind every problem, there is a power. Behind every situation that is not normal, there is a power behind it. there is a power behind it. Beloved, until you wrestle, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The word wrestle means you must fight. No wonder. Apostle Paul said, fight a good fight of faith. So there is, when you become a Christian, there is battle to fight. The enemy is not gentle with anybody at all. What they want is that they must just kill. You are going to pray. This prayer point is for about several people here. But I beg you, once you hear the prayer point, pray seriously. There are some powers. Their duty is to expand your problems. You are having ordinary headache. Headache will turn to migraine. Migraine will turn to everything. Look at the woman, the Shunammite woman. When the son died, he was in the farm. And when he just cried, daddy, daddy, my head, ordinary headache. The next thing that he was dead. Why? That there are some powers that expand people's problem. They just tested you on this one. They just expand the problem. Somebody made a mistake at work, sent email to somebody wrongly. I work somewhere. And they now made that in a big issue in our office. Small mistake, small error, dramatic error. Before you know that they transfer the person, it's just a battle. There are something they call in the spirit realm problem expander. Shout this one loud and clear. Say any problem expander in charge of my life. You are a liar. Even if you are not going to any peace, pray that prayer. There are some problems that can expand your problem. Oh, you have the power expanding my problem. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Yes. Da, 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 da. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. The power expanding your problem, they must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. It will not be not another joke. They must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted. The power expanding your issue, they must be wasted. In the name of Jesus, they ask to be wasted. In Jesus' name, we pray. I was praying with somebody recently. And you say, oh, Pastor, this is my problem. We pray about it. After praying about that problem, the problem will just disappear to the glory of the Almighty God. The next thing, another thing come up here. Next thing, and they now left, the person is now attacking the children. Why? There are problem expanders. You are going to pray. See, any power in charge of my family. Say, if you have not got any family, pray for any child, power in charge of my case. Say any power in charge of my family. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Da 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 da. Pray. The power in charge of your family, they must die. They must die. They must die. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen. You must die. In the name of Jesus, every power behind your family problem, they must be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. Something is not natural. What you are passing through, you need to fight it once and for all. Any power behind my family problem, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray again. Say this one loud and clear. Say, oh God, my Father, before the end of this month of August, let my situation change. In the name of Jesus. Pray. There is a sister that needs a prayer. My son, tell him, God need to hear your voice. Lift up your voice. Your situation must change. You have prayed enough. You have cried enough. You have done vigil enough. Cry to God tonight. Your situation must change. Your situation must change. Let your situation change. He will tend to testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, you must move forward. 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 Help yourself, yourself. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, some people conspired against Daniel. They said he chose not to bow down to the image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. And lo and behold, they gang up against Daniel and they put him in the lion's den. Thank God. God converted the lion's body to the pillowcase for Daniel. Any den that the enemy has pushed you and your family, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will silence such lion in the name of Jesus. And lo and behold, that's not the end of the story. The Bible said the king could not sleep. He was just worried that, is this thing true? And very early in the morning, he landed in the lion's den. He said, Daniel, he said, sir, oh, leave that alone, O king. He said, has your God, whom you serve, been able to deliver you from the mouth of the lion? He said, leave long, O king. My God has shut the mouth of the lion. Ah, I am praying for somebody here. Any lion that want to swallow your destiny, the lion of the tribe of Judah will swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Ah, beloved, I am angry in my spirit. Somebody's life must move forward. I am bitter in my spirit. I decree anyone that is behind your problem, that say your story will not change, that say you will remain like this until you die, in the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, God say, I can kill, I can make alive. I can bring that to something out of nothing. He has done it before, he will do it again. And the big part of that story was that the king now said, okay, it seems the lion that you put in the lair, then they are just cartoon. They are not real lion. The king gathered the families of those who conspired against Daniel, plus their wife, plus their husband, plus their relative, plus their uncle, plus their... He now gathered all of them together and he poured all of them in the lion's den. The Bible said before they landed in the den, God opened the mouth of the lion and they were all destroyed. I decree to somebody's life here tonight, anyone behind the problem in your family, the lion of the tribe of Judah will destroy them beyond repair. In the name of Jesus, they will be destroyed. They will be destroyed. They will be destroyed. They will be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Open your Bible with me. Open your Bible with me. To Mark chapter 8. Let me try and share my screen. Mark chapter 8. I want to talk on what I know, what I consider to be the second touch. Mark chapter 8. Verse 22. Mark 8:22. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Mark 8:22. And I read. Mark chapter 8, verse 22. He said, then the E was Jesus Christ. He came to Bethsaida. And they brought him a blind man, they brought a blind man to him. And begged Jesus to touch the blind man. Lo and behold. So he took the blind man, listen to this very well, by the right hand, and led him out of that town. I'm talking about the second touch. Jesus took the blind man they brought the blind man to him, and he took the blind man by his hand and led him out of the town called Bethsaida. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his eye on him, and he asked him if he saw anything. Imagine, Jesus was, every miracle that Jesus does is always immediately. Remember about a couple of weeks back when I talked about the God of immediately. But this man's case, he touched the man's eyes, spat on it, and he asked, did you see anything? The man said, and he looked up and said, I see men like trees. Walking. How can trees be walking? It's a problem. Then Jesus realized that there's still something wrong with the eyes. He put his eye upon his eyes again. Ah, there is somebody there tonight. You will receive the second touch from heaven. In the name of Jesus, he put his hand upon his eyes again and made him to look up. And at that time, he said he saw, he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Ah, I decree tonight, by the second touch in the later part of this prayer, everything the enemy has stolen from you shall be totally restored. In the name of Jesus, and what you are unable to see before, the great opportunities, the great thing you are not able to see, the Lord will make you see them clearly in the name of Jesus. Verse 26. Then look at what happened. He sent him away to his house and said to him, neither go into that town called Bethsaida, nor tell anyone in that town. So there are some things about Bethsaida, second touch. The question I want to ask before we start praying is, why did that Jesus took that man out of that place? Talking about location now. Why did he warn him never to return back to that place? Location. That means there's something about that place. Why did he ask him to keep quiet? Don't share your testimony in that town. Location. Beloved, my father, my biological father always says something. He said, every success starts with a movement. No wonder, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. God said, Abraham, arise, leave your father's house, leave your mother's house, leave your kingdom, and go to the land I will show you. That was the beginning of Abraham's blessing. Beloved, this there is so, a particular location that you need to be. If you are in the wrong place at the right time, you will get the wrong results. Beloved, you need to pray that God should order your step. There is no prayer that a fish can pray to survive on the land. There is no prayer a monkey can pray to survive in the water. But tonight I decree, God will take you out of dangerous position and plant your feet on the solid rock. In the name of Jesus. So that one talks about the location. In that same passage, there is a touch. There is a particular touch that brought total restoration to somebody's life. I pray for somebody here. In the name of Jesus, before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, you will receive such touch. In the name of Jesus, there is a touch that makes you see clearly. Some people are walking past their husband, their wife, they are seeing them around, but they could not see clearly. Why? They are seeing men like trees. But when you receive the touch from heaven tonight, you will see clearly in the name of Jesus. Number three, there is a touch that makes your affliction disappear. This man, they brought him to Jesus. He was afflicted with his eyes. When your eyes is gone, your vision is gone. This man was the best. He just touched this man. Jesus said, if I touch this man here, nothing will happen. He took him out of the tower. And now spat on them. And then you are going to pray. I want somebody to gather their strength tonight. Say, my father, my father, my father. If I am in a wrong location, relocate me in the name of, open your mouth and pray. Tell God to relocate you. Tell God to relocate you. There is a place you must meet somebody. There is a place the empire is waiting for you. Tell God to relocate you. Tell God to relocate you. Open your mouth and pray. My brother, my sister, pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, there is a particular touch from heaven that can bring a man from a prison to the palace. There is a touch that came upon Joseph. He was in the prison for 13 years. And one day, a touch from heaven took him to the palace. There is a touch that produced miracles and cancels ridicule. I decree to somebody's life here, any agenda of shame and disgrace, any ridicule confronting your family, any power that wants your life to remain like this, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, beloved, if you appear before your time, when your time disappear, I repeat, if you appear before your time, When your particular time comes, you disappear because you are not there anymore. I pray for somebody here. The Lord will reorder your step. God will order your step. That man you have been believing God for, you have prayed. Everyone has released faith. Things has happened already, but yet you are not meeting them. It might be in a shop. I always tell people, the man that told me, that led me to the direction of what I need to do to become a British citizen, I met him when I was in university. He just said something casually. He said, Shegu, there is a program. Why can't you put it for the program? I said, really? And that was it. If I did not meet the person, I will remain on the same spot. Ah, you are going to pray. Say, my father, my father, my father. Ah, order my step, oh Lord. Pray, 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 pray. Tell God to order your step. Tell God to order yourself. There is something you need to be to make your life better than this. Father, order my step. Father, order my step. Father, order my step. If you are in the wrong location, favor will be far from you. Tell God to order your step. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, beloved. Many should have gone far in life, but due to wrong location, they remain stagnant. Many will have been dislocated, but you need to relocate yourself back to them. Many have been in the place for 10 years. Imagine they say you are celebrating 20 years of supervisor in a cleaning company. What are you doing there? 30 years of this. What are you doing there? The Bible says, I can do exceedingly abundantly of what you can think or imagine. God has made greater doors for you. And you have been praying, and you are still in that location. Beloved, if you don't pray for a second chance, you will remain on the same floor. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, before this month expire, the information that you will need that will make your life better for the rest of your life, God will locate you to that place in the name of Jesus. Some people will continue in the state they are. Instead of tragedy, or shame, or sorrow, or poverty, until they change their location. You know what? There is power in location. I was supposed to say, let us move to Macedonia. They have tried in Philippines. Let us move to Macedonia. They moved to Macedonia. Jesus told the apostles, say, stay in Jerusalem until you are in deal with power. But when you are in deal with power, then you cannot move to Judea, Jerusalem, in Acts chapter 2. After the day of Pentecost, beloved, you need to change location. Look at where you are. Look at the area you are living. Are they making progress in that place? Look at where you are walking. Are they making progress there? You need to cry to heaven. But beloved, if you move without God's instruction, there will be danger right ahead of you. Why do I know that? God told Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. He said, leave your father's house. Leave your mother's house. Leave your kindred and go to the land I will show you. But Abraham went with his kindred, and that's why God shut down his system. God did not talk to him at all. Until when they got to Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, God has told Abraham, he said, Abraham, now you have departed from Lord. Look eastward, look southward, look southward. The land which you see, they are not belong to you. Until when you hear God's direction, do not move, or else you will be from fire pan into fire. I pray that will never be your lot in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, if I am wrongly located, relocate me. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. You are not living on your own understanding. Tell God to relocate you. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Bethsaida is a place of course. Bethsaida is a place of many of us are in Bethsaida now. Jesus had to take that man out of that place for his miracle to be manifested. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, take me to my place of a miracle. In the name of Jesus, you might miss your boss, and the next boss might be the person that God has ordained to make your life better. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, relocate me. Father, relocate me. Father, relocate me. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Beloved, that is God for you. For you to relocate, you need God as a ladder. Without a ladder, you cannot get to God where God wants you to be. You need God to be the one that will lead you, tell you, go to this place, and I will go there with you. He said, my presence shall go with you. For the presence of God to go with you, you need God on your side. So you are going to bow down your head. If you are here, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, please do so fast. Because you have about 3 or 4 prayer points to pray. Shout this one and say, to put your hand in your chest if you want to give your life to Christ. Without Christ, the life is in crisis. Many people are in crisis now because they are out of Christ. You are going to say this one after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am disappointed you in several ways. I have come back to you like the prodigal son. Please forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. I recognize that you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again so that I might be justified. Right now, I am born again. I am justified. I am saved. I am a child of God. Write my name, O Lord, in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, beloved, I will congratulate those who have just given their life to Christ, because something fresh is about to be dropped in your life. Something called the second touch from heaven is about to come upon you. I told you earlier, Jesus had to take that man out of the city. Even when they got out of the city, he touched the man. Can you see anything? You see, I see men like these walking. He gave him the second touch. Somebody is about to receive the second touch. Lift up your voice. Say, my Father! I am overdue for a second touch. Touch me, oh Lord. Tell God to touch you. Oluwa, touch me. Father, touch me again. Touch me again. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, my brother. Somebody is getting breakthrough. Somebody is setting free. Father, touch me again. Oluwa, touch me again. Father, touch me again. Tell God to touch you. Tell God to touch you. My brother, my sister. Tell God to touch you. In the name of Jesus. Tell God to touch you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, if you look at that verse 26 of that scripture, he said, go back to your house. Don't go back to that town and don't say anything to anybody. There are some of us that need to keep our secret to ourselves because you have shared your secret with your enemy and they have used it against you. Lift up your voice. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. If I'm in the midst of those who want to persecute me, deliver me and take me out of the place. Open your heart and pray. Father, deliver me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the people that are afraid are claiming to be my friend, but they are my full-time enemy. Father, take me out of there. Take me out of them, O Lord. God had to take that man to out of Bethsaida. In the name of Jesus, Father, take me out of them. Take me out of them. In the name of Jesus, take me out of them. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says he brought the man out of Bethsaida. Many of us are in Bethsaida at the moment. I want us to lift up a voice. Say this one, man of Glia. Say, spirit of Bethsaida. Has placed me in the midst of my family battle. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. You are the spirit of Bethsaida that has placed me in the midst of my family battle. You are a liar. Da 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 da. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Remember, in this in John chapter 9. God talks about, the Bible talks about the man at the pool of Bethsaida. He was there for 38 years. Going through battle. Many of us, you are already in Bethsaida. You need to change location. That's why Jesus got to that place. He knew that that man had been there for years. He said, my friend, arise and go. You must say, oh no, Jesus, don't worry, oh, each time the angel come, I always want to come and go, but each time I jump into the water, somebody will be there before me. Yes, he was giving an excuse. Jesus was not interested. He said, rise up and take your bed and go. He was there for 38 years. The spirit of Bethsaida, they can keep people in bondage for years. You are going to pray like this. Say, spirit of Bethsaida, that has planted my life in my family battle. Hey, you are a liar. Pray. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. We are praying. Lastly, you are going to say, oh Lord, my Father, open my eyes of understanding with your second touch. Open your mouth and pray. Then God to open your eyes. Something must be dropped in your eyes. Father, Lord, open my eyes. Father, open your eyes. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, open my eyes, oh Lord. Open my eyes, oh Lord. Open my eyes, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to cry to Lord for yourself now. Which area of your life do you want God to touch again? Over to you. You have only 1 minute. You have spent 5 minutes already in the heart of the time. Tell God, Father, Lord, touch my marriage. I don't know the area of your life, but touch my children's life. Touch my destiny. Touch my paper. Father, touch my application. Anything you want God to touch, open your mouth. I'm going to tell God. Tell God to now, my brother, my sister. Whatever you want God to touch, Oluwa, the life of my children are in your hand. Oluwa, that one they will not say. Am I just sitting alone? They have few choices in your hand. Oluwa, that one they will not. Then you have the second touch in my children's life, in my wife, in my ministry. Father, let them have a second touch. In the name of Jesus, tell God to touch that aspect again. Touch your marriage. Touch your health. In the name of Jesus, tell God to touch it alone. Only when I touch it tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch it tonight. Only when I touch it tonight. Father, touch it tonight. Only when I touch it tonight. Father, touch it tonight. Tell God to touch that place. That aspect of your life. Only when I touch it tonight. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Father, we thank you for tonight. We bless your holy name for who you are. Without you, we cannot do anything. And to you, all flesh has come. Everybody is in their different locations. But God is an ever-present God. And we believe strongly you have gathered us together in this prayer line to have something to do with our destiny. Father, I pray, O Lord, from the depth of my heart, everyone that connect tonight, in the name that is above every other name, your story will be 10 times better. Your story will change. In the name of Jesus, people shall go out of your way to that of their way to be a blessing to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. I decree today, you shall be a channel of blessing. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said, I was young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his generation beg for bread. I decree today, among you, your children will not bear to eat. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will stand by you, the Lord will support you, the Lord will help you. Any power that say you will cry over your children, they shall be wasted in Jesus' name. I pray for all the elders on the night of night, in the name of Jesus, your later part of your year shall be far better than the way you started, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Father, and that of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We will just love our Father. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Have a good night.
God bless you all in Jesus' name. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Bless you, ma'am. There is no evil abundantly to deliver.
Good night, sir.
God bless you. My God is in you. Abundantly. To deliver those who trust.